Hello, this is my very first recording with the new version of Audio Boo for iOS 7. I'm heading off to work and today I'm going to be doing another recording of me going to work. Except today, I'm going to let you participate in a ritual that I like to do called Evening Coffee. And pardon me if my accent is slipping all over the place. I really don't know where I'm going with this, but I'm going to I'm losing it, man. Bloody well losing it. Okay, I'm gonna do something a little bit more pronounced. I don't know the dialects, but it's going to be a little bit different here. I'm switching it up, and now I'm gonna order the coffee under this little accent here, and you could join in, see what it's like to have a beautiful coffee ordered here. Tim Hortons, Thunder Bay.
Hi, welcome to Tim Hortons, Sharpie speaking.
Hello, I'd like to have a coffee, a medium coffee with cream, please.
Anything else?
No, thank you.
$1.60, you're welcome.
And there you go, I ordered it. And as I'm driving by, there's a big gang of older men gathered around. And you can hear my brakes squeaking as I look through the window. A lady's looking at me. I have to hide the phone. How are we doing for time? 3:25 left. I was practicing a few other little imitations on the way to work, and I don't know why I've stuck with this one. It's not that hard to do, but I was telling a good friend of mine yesterday that the key thing with doing accents is staying in character or not. For a long period of time, and I'm struggling with that right now. Another thing I want to talk about, if you are interested in learning impressions and accents, or let's be more specific, if you want to impersonate let's just say Arnold Schwarzenegger, Austrian bodybuilder, it really helps not just to listen to Arnold, but listen to people who impersonate him. Okay, we're getting to the window. Hold on. I got to remember my accent. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. Your coffee's coming here.
All right. I appreciate you bringing the coffee, but it's late. I'm sitting here waiting, and it's not here yet. You know, I'm lucky. I'm a well-mannered Englishman. You know, Englishman in New York. Have a great day. Cheers.
You.
Cheers. I wonder if she looked at me disbelievingly. Okay, I'm gonna go back to the real voice, which is probably so much more bland than these horrible accents. But if you do want to impersonate, it's very helpful to listen to other impersonators. So if you want to do Arnold, listen to a couple guys that could do Arnold really well. Like, for example, Will Sasso. He does Arnold fantastically. One of the best Arnolds I've ever heard. Yeah, I want to do it too, but I'm not ready right now. Get to the chopper! Sorry, I lost my mind for a moment. Another guy that I like to do is Christopher Walken. Hi, hello, how are you? You look good. Now, there's quite a few people that could do Christopher really well. One of the guys is, what's his name? Why can't I think of it? Well, I'm not going to think of him. The other guy who does Christopher pretty good is Kevin Spacey. Lots of guys online doing Christopher Walken, and he's such a fun character. Had a Christmas party one year where I gathered everyone around, all the couples around, and I read the 12 Days of Christmas as Christopher Walken. It was good. Anyway, I'm gonna go. Got 15 seconds left of my 5 minutes. My brakes continue to squeak, or my wheels or something. And there's no reason why you should be subjected to that kind of torture.